The Scenic Drive with Rian.
It's a pleasure to welcome Khoatso Monchane to the show tonight. Now, she is a wheelchair tennis player, and this year she became the first black South African woman to compete at Wimbledon.
Whoa.
And she's sitting right here. Nice to meet you.
Oh, good evening to you guys. Is it afternoon? I don't know.
It's evening.
It's evening. Mm. Listen, were you in you were at the US Open recently, eh?
Yes.
How did it go?
Oh, I lost in the semifinals.
Sure.
Oh,
yeah. What is it with you in the semifinals?
Hey, you know what? I would say I made a progress this year because I've been losing first round. I don't know. I played US Open, I think, 4 times. And this was my 4th time. And yeah, finally, I managed to win that first round.
So it's this progression is what I'm saying.
It is. Because in wheelchair tennis, it's only the top 8 in the world who can play in a Grand Slam. So you can imagine how tough it is just to take on the first round. So yeah, such a progress that I made this year.
I was looking at Wimbledon specifically. You went to Wimbledon, and I looked at the prize money, how it differs. I think if you win Wimbledon, in regular tennis, you get like 40 million rand or something like that, isn't it? Is that something like that?
Yeah, is it in wheelchair tennis?
No, in wheelchair tennis, you get much less. Much less.
I think there's a 10 times huge difference between the able body.
Like massive.
But yeah, it's only how many players? 8 players from women, men, and yeah. So it's not a lot of players who take part in Wimbledon or all the other Grand Slams in wheelchair tennis. Only the top 8 men and women. Yeah.
So I'm looking now. I actually have the numbers now in front of me. So if you're losing your first round at Wimbledon, did you know this, Michelle? I'm talking about regular tennis, singles. First round, if you lose, they pay you 695,000 rand.
It's not bad for losing.
Do you know that?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
If you fall out in the first round, you get 700,000 rand.
Well, it's a process to get into the first round. Just to play in the first round is a huge journey to get there in the first place.
Do you know what?
I don't just let anybody in.
I won't even play. I'll just pitch. I don't just forfeit.
Can do what Nick Kyrgios does. Just throw a tantrum.
I wish it was like that in wheelchair tennis because I wouldn't have to cry out for sponsors, like people I need help, it's a tough world.
Is it getting better though?
Obviously Grand Slams for us in wheelchair tennis, those are the well-paid tournaments, compared to our normal tournaments. We can't really complain, but we can only hope that it gets better.
So now, once again, back to those numbers. So first round, singles, regular tennis, 695. That's what they pay you. If you're a wheelchair singles champion, if you win, they pay you 713,000 rand. And if you win Wimbledon, regular tennis, 40 million rand. 40 million.
And wheelchair?
713,000 rand. Listen, anyway, but you're here now. so the thing is, after, you need to know that Khoatso went alone to the UK. No coach, no nothing. You traveled alone. It's just you and your racket.
Yeah, of course. Because what people need to know is that wheelchair tennis South Africa has been the one that, running the whole program, making sure that we get to tournaments. So past 2 years, they've lost a huge sponsor that we were relying on, Airport Company South Africa. So after that, that's when I guess we were exposed to the financial, crisis. So what happened is, early this year, I was just trying to draft a proposal, trying to get some help, because I wasn't so sure what was going to happen to me, whether I'm going to play or not play this year. So
you've got a draft proposal. I mean, think about it. Welcome to South Africa. Like, your athletes, draft proposals, please sponsor me. I want to go to Wimbledon.
I'm the best at what I do in the country.
Think about it.
Yeah, I gotta look for help. So that's what I did. And, amongst everyone that I sent proposal, former, First Lady Miss Simbeki, she's the one who got back to me. And
only her?
She had a couple of friends, this is what I can, help you with. And with that money, I managed to get to Roland Garros. So I went to Roland Garros with whatever was left after they were announced that I'm going to Wimbledon. I was like, oh,
we might as well make a trip of it.
Yeah, let me just get there. Doesn't matter who I go with. So, I mean, that was the decision that I had to make, that, you know, with or without a coach, I need to get there.
So tell me, if you pitch there now, you're going to participate here at Wimbledon in wheelchair tennis. Is it only like South Africa that has just one person and a racket, or are there other countries as well that pitch there with no support?
No, not in Grand Slams. Everyone pitches with their coaches, their trainers,
physios.
Yeah, for me it was just
it was just you.
It was just me. I mean, I guess I'm lucky that I made friends, you know. So
How's this possible? At least you got to meet Meghan Markle. I
mean. Oh yeah, what a surprise! You know, they just told me that you need to be somewhere at 12, and boom, Meghan. I'm like, oh well, why not?
And that was soon after the big royal wedding, wasn't it? Hey.
Yeah, so I think that was it's quite awesome. They made it, you know, like, I don't know, awesome for me, the experience, because I thought Wimbledon was going to be my last tournament anyway. Mm. So I think, you know, having Megan there also was like, oh, I think they're just chopping it up. Such a nice farewell, you know?
So did you have a conversation with her? So she's probably like this, American. Are you from Africa?
Yeah, like, how did it go? Oh, really? You're from Africa? Something like that. Wishing you all the best.
Have you met a giraffe? Anyway.
You know how Americans are. They think we live with lions in the streets.
I know. The Scenic Drive with Rian.